Big week this week. You have a lot of graduations this week. You have some people, they're taking Friday off. So, you know, getting ready for Memorial weekend, long weekend. And then tomorrow night is Jody's big event. Jody gets to accept her Gracie Award tomorrow. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
And excited for you. And traveling overnight tonight, that's for sure.
Yep, she gets to walk the red carpet and we use the service entrance.
If I make it on time, if not, I'll use the service entrance with you. Okay, let's get started. Murphy, this is right up your alley, and I want to talk about it. Using the one-touch rule to manage too much email. You probably know about this already, right?
I had somebody teach me one touch a long time ago.
Really? I can't tell.
I know. That supposedly, I mean, if you make a decision about what you're going to do, and I think David Allen's Getting Things Done plan is about that, too. Don't shuffle things around. You need to, you know, determine they're one of four
Deal
categories.
With it.
Yeah,
oh
but anyway,
God.
This is
one of four categories.
Yeah, but you're going to
trash it.
Yeah.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
Archive, save for later, and what?
Burden somebody else with it. Forward.
Right. It's either delete, delegate, do it now, and defer.
Of course.
Delete.
Okay. I didn't even need to do this with you with all that knowledge.
Sorry. I'm sure
really
what you
cool.
have to say is cool.
No, it's cool.
Wait, is that the one-touch rule?
No, the one-touch rule is...
That's the four-touch rule.
touch it once instead of going back to it repeatedly. Decide quickly. Learn to decide quickly about email.
It's kind of the same thing.
It is. I'm saying what I'm reading about the one-touch rule, you know, is that as soon as it comes in, touch it and make quick decisions. You can do the four D's with it if you want.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do it however you want with David, what's his name? Or whatever.
Alan.
Okay.
Oh, David, no wonder he picked four D's.
And the two-touch thing, meaning if your decision is that it's not important enough to handle today, you put it and you table it for another day during the week.
Yeah.
But don't continue to touch it, right? Do something with it quickly.
So, I mean, there are so many different rules
productive.
And things I've heard about that, too, because we tend to use our inbox as an organizational tool. You mark it unread again to save it for later and all that kind of stuff.
Star
it.
It
becomes a big pile, you know? And eventually, if you're going to keep touching it, you're never going to do anything about it, right?
That's right. Touch it once and move on, baby. It's called the one-touch rule.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, coming to you, Billy, 877-310-4MSJ. I drove around all weekend with a big, big, fat picture of Phoebe's head on a stick in the backseat of my car. And it's so fun. And I got that because she graduates from high school tonight.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, you know, I want to bring it in and wave it around. And we're still kind of debating on whether we should do that or not.
You don't know if there's any restrictions?
Oh, there are restrictions, yes.
Yeah. The restrictions state...
Jody's just ignoring them?
Well, restrictions aren't really clear about signs on the inside of the venue. They're very specific about them on the outside.
And I'm not going to talk... Leave it outside.
Yeah.
I want to wave it inside.
So we're basing this on a technicality.
Yes.
What I do know is that we can't bring in air horns. No surprise. Not that we would. You can't bring in tambourines or any other sorts of noisemakers.
Tambourine? Wow.
You can't bring in a tambourine. You can't bring in a triangle. I don't know who's got one of those lying around, but you know.
Martin Short.
Any champagne poppers?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, you definitely can't.
Anyway, so if we get in trouble.
No sort of streamers, confetti, none of that.
If we get in trouble for the big fat head sign, Murphy's going to blame me. In fact, he's not going to touch it.
It's not
huge. Keep in mind, too, it's not a sign. It is a photograph.
It's true.
Well, and this one is not as big as the one you had of your daughter Maddie, Sam, you know, at that
it's
gathering.
More understated.
This is not much bigger than our heads in this room.
Yeah.
So, I think it's bigger than that.
Well, it's about twice the size of our head.
Exactly.
But it's not huge.
Okay. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Billy?
Yes, I wanted to comment on the graduation fathead thing.
Yeah.
my daughter is graduating tonight as well, and we can't bring anything to the graduation. We can't bring balloons, a fathead. Oh. We can't even yell during when their name is called.
What?
Because if we do, they might get their diploma, and they'll have to go for the school board to beg to get their diploma.
No.
Whoa.
What? Can you do anything after it's all over? Can you lose your mind then?
You can then, but not during graduation.
Okay, I got it.
How many kids do you have to sit through?
360.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Ooh-wee. It's like a punishment to have to be still and quiet that long.
Yeah.
Congrats to your girl. And
congrats to your girl, too.
Thank you. Good luck holding it in.
Right. Well, it's the respectful thing to do to the ceremony. I get it.
It really is.
It is the most difficult thing because you want to cheer on. It's the thing that you want most. But then every other family needs to be able to hear their student's name called. You know what I mean? So the ultimate catch-22. Thank you for the call, Billy.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Disney Plus, the streaming service, is set to clean up this week. On Friday, they're clearing out some stuff. And I guess streaming services have to do this every once in a while. Oh, yeah. Hulu is going to do the same. Those two platforms on the 26th, which is Friday, they're going to clear out some stuff. So if you're all about, and mostly they're short-lived series. It's not like they're taking Marvel movies off.
Aren't they combining, though? Like Hulu is going to be rolled into Disney Plus?
If you want it to be. If you use both of those streaming services, you have the option, and apparently it saves you a little cash to merge them. If you only want Disney Plus or you only want Hulu, you still have to pay for it separately.
That's like tomorrow when HBO becomes Max.
Oh, yeah.
They're rolling Discovery Plus into it, so it's going to be like both of those.
I'm going to be honest. It's always going to be HBO Max to me.
Yeah.
HBO was the first HBO. Like channel like that I got when I was a kid. I was like, whoa. I couldn't wait to get home and hope that nobody was there so I could watch HBO.
Well, the thing is, even now when you watch stuff on the streaming, it pops up with the HBO logo. There is no Max.
It won't now, though. Starting soon. It's we got to get used to the rebranding of it. Anyhow, for Disney Plus, Willow's going away this week. Mighty Ducks, Game Changer, Diary of a Future President, mainly the smaller series.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has music news.
Some great news for Garth fans who didn't get tickets to his Vegas residency.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Some great news for Garth Brooks fans who couldn't get tickets to his Vegas residency. Apparently he ain't going down till 2024.
Hey.
Okay.
All his current residency dates at the Coliseum at Caesars, they're all sold out. I mean, they sold out instantly.
Wait, right. Through 2024?
No, 2023.
Oh.
This is why we're getting to 2024.
Okay.
He just started last week and decided almost instantly, you know what, we're going to add some dates in 2024. Yeah. They've added 18 new dates. They're going to go on sale later this week. Here's the cool thing. If you applied for Garth tickets, you know, when they first went on sale, mm-hmm. and you didn't make the cut for this run right now, you're the ones that are going to come to you first. People that were already approved.
As they should.
Sorry we didn't have tickets. Well, now we do have tickets. So that's
good
news. The
Vegas residency thing is so brilliant because not only the fans want to go to Vegas to do all of this, if you're Garth, you get to stay in Vegas for months. You're probably treated like a king.
Honey, I'm going upstairs and going to bed.
Trisha gets to go with you. You're at the Coliseum. You're at Caesars.
Pennies for the slot machine?
Right.
Sure, Trisha, here. All right, moving on. Maroon 5's got a new song. Bet you didn't know that one was coming, huh?
Actually, I did. Follow him on social.
That's called Middle Ground.
I need peace, I need hope, I need guidance.
A little laid back.
I need more than myself.
I like that because, I don't know, it just goes back to kind of their beginnings.
It's kind of nice not to have one of those, you know, thumpers.
Not electronic.
Yeah. Don't know if that's going to be on the next album, whatever that might be, because they haven't announced a new album. This is just, hey, we're dropping this song.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I think they did it last week during The Voice, too. And the Little Mermaid soundtrack is now officially out in anticipation of the movie hitting this week. Of course, we've heard Halle Bailey's Mermaid song.
Out of the sea.
But.
So good.
Now that the album's out, I figured I'd share a couple more with you. We got Ursula singing here.
Melissa McCarthy. So good.
And, of course, Daveed Diggs as the little crab guy.
Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do.
Sebastian,
yeah. And there's some new songs, too. Lin-Manuel Miranda actually added a couple new songs, so that's on the soundtrack, too.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, President Joe Biden called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from Air Force One.
And then hung up on him.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's what you would do. This is while returning from the G7 meeting in Japan to talk about, you guessed it, debt ceiling negotiations. They're supposed to meet again this afternoon, and they really need to get working on it.
June 1st deadline.
Early June is the hard deadline for the debt ceiling to be raised. Number two, over the weekend, it's graduation time. Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav gave the commencement speech at his alma mater, Boston University.
Heard it didn't go too well.
It was interrupted by chants from the audience like, pay your writers and we don't want you here. That's so horrible. But it got so loud at one point, he paused his speech and ended it with, some people will be looking for a fight in this life. Huh. And number three, over the weekend, Fast X, which is the 10th movie in the Fast and Furious franchise, raced up to number one.
The great Dom Toretto.
If you never would have gotten behind that wheel.
It's doing well.
Was it Jason Momoa that brought him in?
I think so. I wasn't going to say it. It knocked Guardians of the Galaxy 3 out of the first place spot. But everybody needs to remember that Mission Impossible, that next one with Tom Cruise, is coming for summer.
Three things for you to know today.
I have to tell you guys something so funny that Phoebe said, our youngest Murph, Phoebe, we're going to this beautiful award ceremony this week, the Gracies, and we were talking about it, and she was asking me about it. And, you know, she's my glam squad leader, and we were talking about the makeup and the dress and all of that, and she asked me about, is there a red carpet? And I told her there actually is, and I'm a little bit nervous about being on a red carpet, and she was asking me about you guys, and I said...
Daddy's not allowed
on
it.
Well, I told her, I said, it's for honorees only, and she was like, ha ha, losers! She put her... made the little left, like, loser thing.
Yeah.
I said, they're not losers for not being there. I kind of wanted them there. She goes, no, it's fine. I don't know why that was funny to me, the way she reacted about that.
Because she is so funny. She's so animated, and
it was so, so funny. But then we started to talk about it. And I said, I've never been on anything like that before. So I'm just going to relax and be myself. She goes, totally. Then she started asking me about the speech. And I told her that's where I'm really a little nervous because I'll have the floor and I'm supposed to be brief. But there's so much I want to convey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, adults can give you advice all day. But when your kid says something to you, this is what will stick with me. She said, Mom, it's going to be fine. You're there for a reason. She helped me remember.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so beautiful that she said that. She's 18, by the way, and graduates from high school
that's very
tonight.
Old soul-like.
Tonight.
I think you'll do well. You know, there's so many things that are interesting to me about this because I guess we're going to find out that some of the other people who are huge national celebrities are just real people like anybody else. And so here we are, regular people going to do an event that...
It's not regular.
It's the biggest thing that we've certainly ever attended, you know? Mm-hmm. And but I think you being you, you've always said that, just be yourself.
It is. There's no other way to do it. I don't know how else to do it anyway, so I'll just be myself
in a gown. To be honest with you, I'm kind of glad that I won't be walking any sort of red carpet with cameras pointing, because that's where I would trip, or that's where somebody's going to rip, or that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, do you want us to shoot some pictures of you, or are they going to let...
I don't know if you're allowed at the red carpet at all, but if you are, please. Duh.
Maybe I should put the L on my forehead now.
Murphy. Well, or at least ask about the selfie stick before you bring it.
Like hearing from you the most, jump in any time, 877-310-4MSJ.
How are you, Margaret?
Good. I was listening to Jody tell the story about how she lost her earring in the pool and her cousin found it.
Yeah.
When my son was little, he lost his baby tooth in our neighborhood community pool.
Oh.
And one of the older girls, she was like in high school at the time, she put on goggles and she found it. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an earring is a... It becomes... smaller and really hard to see in the blue water.
And well, I was thinking about the white tooth with the white pool, and I told him he was just going to have to write the tooth fairy an IOU.
Right.
But, she went and found it.
Hey, I'm just curious. Did she get a little cut from the tooth fairy as well?
Yeah, I definitely, the ice cream man came by. I definitely bought her an ice cream.
Oh, sweet. So awesome. That is cute and cool. And you know what? for her and for my cousin. It was also the thrill of finding it. It was the challenge of finding it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It gave her something to do while the little ones were playing, I
think. So sweet. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Margaret.
Of course. I love your show.
Thanks.
I have a message.
Man, that is like a needle in a haystack there for sure.
I know. It's the thrill of finding it, though. Yeah. Victory, a little victory. From our Facebook page, Marty has written in, and this is really for you, Sam. You were having trouble, you know, figuring out what to say to Parker and Maddie for graduation. You want to write in their cards. First of all, your kids have beautiful smiles. I tell my kids not to be in a hurry to enjoy the safety net of being bankrolled a little longer. Adulthood is terminal. No one gets out of it alive.
That is so funny.
So there's no real reason to rush what can be a fun and exciting time in life.
Yeah.
That's really sound advice.
Cool, Marty. Thank you. Jump in with us anytime.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today. And coming up next, another Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
Taylor Swift gave a big personal update during her Eras tour this weekend at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts, and nobody knew it was coming. Here's what she had to say to fans.
I've just never been this happy in my life, in all aspects of my life, ever.
Wow.
Is that during the Saturday night deluge?
It was the next night, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, because she played for 3.5 hours in the rain.
It was a serious rain, too.
It was, too. But I've never been so happy in my life, in all aspects of my life. This was during the part of the show where she plays a couple of surprise tracks.
Yeah.
And she had some other stuff to say. The fans were loving the personal stuff.
And I just want to thank you for being a part of that. Like, you know,
fans.
Has she said that before?
It's not about what's going on in her life right now, because the Eras tour, the biggest tour she's ever done, kicks off now, and she breaks up with her boyfriend of 7 years, which is why she's addressing it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Has she said this with other boyfriends, that she's the happiest ever?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, okay. Girlfriend, absolutely not. And she's still rumored to be spending a lot of time with Matty Healy of the 1975.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Had Parker's graduation this weekend, and I'll let you know why we had to do the national anthem twice. Ooh. I had another graduation this weekend.
For your son, Parker, right?
Yeah, the first twin.
First twin.
Just keep on going and going, Sam.
By the way, on his card, I put male twin.
Perf. Okay. Okay.
We had to do the national anthem twice. Well, at this thing.
That's lovely, but why?
About a half hour, 45 minutes before showtime, the girl gets up on the podium, one of the graduates, and the band plays, and she sings the national anthem. And there was, like, no announcement. She just gets up there.
And starts.
And it's like, this is weird. And so, like, we're all confused. About half the people stood up. The other half just continued what they were doing.
Right, because it's always announced. You're right. And rightly so, I think.
I told my mom. I was like, oh, I bet she's just practicing. They're doing a run-through.
Oh, you were there that early?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh.
I just want to make sure you get seats for graduation, especially when you only got 6 tickets. That means, obviously, there's limited seating.
Right.
Instead of just testing it, you know, you sing a couple lines and then you quit.
Mm-hmm.
She sang the whole thing through. So I was like, Mom, this must be legit. So we stayed standing and singing and all this stuff.
But y'all were talking throughout the whole thing. You're trying to figure it out.
Well, because it was confusing. I didn't know what was going on.
Were you
the only two standing?
No. But it was odd. It was only about half the people stood. And it wasn't one of those protest things. It was just like, hey, what's going on? Oh, this isn't it.
Because they don't say please. They didn't announce.
So, okay, that was great. And then when... Showtime actually rolled around. It's like, okay, folks, can you please stand for the national anthem?
And you're like, man.
I looked at my mom and I said, I already did.
You are your mother's child.
So we all stood. Oh, by the way, she the whole time. She's, can this go quicker? How much longer is this salutatorian got to speak?
I was like, Mom,
calm down.
That's you, though. Wait, you sat with her, Sam?
Yeah.
Right next to her?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought with age came patience and empathy. Not
in the North family.
It's not spelling a good future for me. It's all I got to say. But anyway, he got his diploma. Oh, by the way, too, he had a gray cord on. It's like, oh, congratulations, Parker. What's the cord for? I don't know. They told me, but I'm not sure.
Oh, that's so Parker.
Yeah, it's so Parker.
Well, congrats. And Maddie graduates tonight.
Maddie is tonight. And then it's Phoebe all
too.
Over with.
Our Phoebe, too.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, you may have heard about it for a week or so. Today's the start of Uber's new teen ride service. If you're a kid ages 13 to 17, you can request your own Uber ride. That adult does not have to be in the car with you for that, but you have to use a special PIN code authorized by your parent ahead of time. Okay? Mom and dad can monitor the ride, and only the highest rated drivers are allowed to pick up teens, and you have to also create a whole family profile if your kids are going to use the account.
Okay.
Going to change that rideshare program, though, for certain. Number two, Instagram is back up after a little outage of freezing last night that...
Oh, didn't know it.
A lot of users were upset about, and they went to Twitter to complain about it. Twitter loves that, of course, because Meta, which is Instagram's parent company, is about to launch an Instagram... Well, it's about to launch something that's like Twitter to compete with Twitter. They said it's like Twitter and Instagram had a baby is what's coming from Meta. And they made fun of Instagram yesterday on Twitter.
Of course.
And number three, a lot of news about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. And not just from Taylor, but from fans. You know, for the Nashville concerts, there was a super fan, a guy who's an accountant during, you know, 9 to 5, who couldn't get tickets. But he got in, and he's gone viral because he signed up to be a security guard.
Oh, is he the one in the video dancing like a fool?
Right, that's how he got in.
Wow.
He doesn't regret the decision. He likes the security guard guard gig now.
Three things to know today.
Murphy, our daughter Phoebe graduates from high school tonight.
Oh, Sam, better put that on my calendar.
Sam, I know your Maddie graduates tonight.
Oh, is that today?
The last few months, as thoughts came to me, I jotted them down for both of our girls, Taylor and Phoebe, of something I'm going to give them. I wrote something up, and it's this advice is a mom to, it's mostly girlish.
Oh.
But any graduating senior, and do you want them? It's just 10 things.
Okay.
You give us all 10?
I think I can because they're small and short. Number one, you can buy fashion but not style. Style is your own.
Oh, that's true.
Go with yours.
Nice.
Number two, listen to your inner voice, especially when you need downtime. Stay home, do nothing. You don't owe explanations to anybody about what you do with your time. I want my girls to know that. Okay? Number three, it's okay to not have your life figured out. Don't be so rigid that you don't roll when things change, because they will. It's okay to not have things figured out.
Yeah.
Number four, dress up a little more than expected for most occasions.
I love that advice.
Well, that's so me. That's not everybody, but that's so me.
I do think that that's still, it makes a difference, you know.
Sometimes the clothes do make the woman. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do make the man.
They do.
Number four. Okay, number five, you won't click with everyone you're not supposed to. It's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Number six, take care of, this is also girly, but I think it's true for humans. Take care of your skin. You can buy makeup anywhere, but spend money on your skincare. My mom taught me that.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, as a guy, because men don't typically do that, it probably would have been a good idea these years for me to have been better about that.
Although you have great skin. That's
genetic.
Thank
you. I'm lucky with the genetics part.
You
but
are.
Yeah.
Number seven, when you walk into a room, see how you feel about everyone in it. Don't wait to see how they feel about you.
Oh, in the room.
I want my girls to know that.
Yeah.
Don't walk in and wait to see what the room feels about you. It can be the other way around. Number eight is probably my most important, and this is for graduating seniors. Don't let people take your power. It can take you your whole life to learn that. Number nine, be teachable, be coachable.
Yes, always.
Always. When you think you've learned it all, you're done.
Yes.
And then number 10, travel anytime you get the chance. Travel.
I think that's really good advice,
that's
Jody.
I'm going to write it down and give it to the girls.
All right, Sam, recite back all 10 now.
Something about skin.
One.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
That's right. We're going to talk about the condiments of the future. Future.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Write this day down, the day you heard about this.
Okay.
The Heinz remix machine.
Ooh.
What is the Heinz remix?
Sounds like a song,
machine.
But I know
you
it's
know
not.
You know the freestyle drink machine in the fast food places?
We love it.
Oh, where you like push the buttons and you add
make
flavors
your own
and,
drink?
Yeah.
How about if you could do that with condiments?
Sauce.
Sauce.
Are they really going to introduce one of these?
Oh, they have, sir. They have.
It just sounds like it
really?
Could get really messy.
And they, gross.
Okay. Well, here's how it's lined up so far. It's just like that. They're going to roll it out at the National Restaurant Show this week, and then hopefully in restaurants by the end of the year.
Okay.
You can make over 200 different sauce combos with this. Your base is Heinz ketchup.
Of course.
The ranch. Heinz 57 sauce or barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Start with that as a base.
Okay.
From there, your enhancers are jalapeno and smoky chipotle and buffalo and mango. Do you want it light? Do you want it medium? Do you want it high?
Oh, that's fab.
It's cool. It's just they're missing a few sauces, you know, because Heinz makes a mustard and Heinz, you know, there's got to be a mayo
why.
And a mustard. But I mean, that's down the road.
Well, didn't Heinz stop making mayo? One of the things that they dropped from their lineup, I just don't remember which it was.
They're also the ones
I don't know.
With
I'm
mayo,
not up on that.
Mayo chup and sriracha and all.
I love mayo muss.
Or is that Kraft? Anyway.
Mayo muss.
But anyway, this will be in restaurants by the end of the year. This is cool. Yeah, it's
very
messy.
Cool.
But
it sounds messy, but yeah. I want to make some sauce. Like, it's like sauce creation.
Yeah.
Love it.
You don't
know
have
what?
To do it on your plate anymore.
Every hot dog place needs one of those.
Yep. Yep.
100%.
Every football stadium.
Yes.
Concession stand.
Yes.
You go clean it. I ain't touching it. California Pizza Kitchen rolling out some salad dressings for grocery stores.
Oh, they have good salads.
Thai, Caesar, ranch, Italian, and barbecue ranch dressing.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Thai Caesar or Thais?
Thai dressing, Caesar dressing,
okay.
Ranch dressing, Italian dressing.
Got it. Thanks.
Are you dressing?
Got it.
Dos Equis. They're coming out with the non-alcoholic beverage, which
oh, yeah.
I say non-alcoholic, but those are always less than 0.5% alcohol. So there's
okay, so
technically,
there's some.
And they're calling it Dos Equis Lime and Salt.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Starbucks may soon be selling Nugget Ice.
Yay.
You know, like
I love Nugget
Sonic
Ice.
Does.
I love Nugget Ice.
They're trying it in a few restaurants. Some customers not too happy because they say it melts too quickly.
You can't keep everybody happy.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Powered by State Farm.
If you are excited about the Beetlejuice sequel that is coming in 2024 with all the major players coming back, there's more excitement for you. Winona Ryder as Lydia was spotted like in a Tesla, in the backseat of a Tesla, dressed up in the black with the white makeup.
Live people ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am.
Was she with her daughter, Olivia? I mean,
no, Jenna.
Jenna, right?
Jenna Ortega,
yes.
Who played Wednesday and on the Netflix show Wednesday. Yeah, we'll play her daughter. So it's a grown up Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Winona Ryder is back for that. And of course, a big part of the story is that Michael Keaton will be back as Beetlejuice.
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I live
anyone
to black
spotted him in the back of a Tesla?
No,
his makeup
not
yet?
In the front either. She was the only one spotted, but I'm telling you, she didn't do it for kicks. She was on the way to photography for the film or something. You know, maybe they're underway in rehearsals, but she was spotted. Isn't that cool?
Cool,
in a
yeah.
Tesla. It's not an old picture, okay? Also, the news from Johnny Depp from the Cannes Film Festival. Jean de Berry is that movie.
Yeah.
He's keeping it on the low. He usually parties all night after these things.
Right.
He's going to bed early, taking better care of himself. They're calling it Johnny Depp 2.0. I have a grocery pickup story that I want to share with you if you ever order groceries and then drive up and have them bring it to you, grocery pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oh, my
what
gosh.
Happened?
So you know this, Murphy, that Saturday morning, boom, I got up and drove to grocery pickup. And this lady helped me, you know, load the stuff in my car. And
like
she
they
was,
always do.
She was so sweet and all of this. And she gave me a card with her name on it. You know, the store's, a card with the store's name on it. And here, she said at the end when I was about to leave, if you could give me a good review, I'd appreciate that.
Oh.
I said, sure, thank you.
They usually do that?
I've never had that happen before. But I drive away, I mind my own business. We have a busy day. When it's time to go to bed, that night was that Saturday night. I log on and I give her a good review.
Yeah.
And I even typed in her name because she had written her name on the little card. and I typed in her name. So Sunday, yesterday, I realized, forgot something big. You know, Murphy's protein drinks. He likes to guzzle.
He's sitting right here.
I know. Yeah. Well, I had forgotten to order those. Yeah. So early Sunday morning, I was like, let me see if I can get it. Boom. And sure enough, I order it and I can pick it up later in the day. Same deal.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go in the store. You've been there. So I drive up. I pull up Sunday afternoon. It's her again.
Oh. Did she give you another card?
Not this time. No. Same lady. She had a hat on, protecting her face from the sun. She was so cute. Loaded the couple of little bags of Murphy's protein drinks in the back of my car. And she comes over to say hello and goodbye and all that. And I said, hey, I gave you a good review last night. She lost her mind. She was like, what?
Oh, really?
She put her hand to her heart as if I had bought her a house. Mm. She was so... Like I had done some, she said, oh, thank you so, so much. And then she came up to me and she put her hand on the car and she said, you have to know that that's how they keep us. She says, I worry about not being kept as an employee if I don't get good reviews.
Oh, really?
It's the first time I'd ever heard that. So, You know, before I left the parking spot, I gave her another good review.
Good.
Do they ever ask you, or if you get the thing on your app that says give feedback? Give feedback if you get really good service and thank the person, especially if you know their name.
Is it give good feedback and a chance to win $10,000?
No.
Then I'm all over it.
No, sir.